This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Don't tell me you've never been in here before.
I try to avoid nature as much as possible.
And I'm particularly sensitive to several of the chemicals in the nutrient solution.
Yes, yes, we won't be long. I'm told this is the best spot on base to avoid surveillance.
Who told you that?
A reliable source. Now, we need to talk about...
How reliable? What source? Where's your facts?
Did you have to bring that along?
Are you talking to me or Chris?
Jules, I was starting to think you didn't get my message.
What message? I'm here for excess vegetation to feed my mealworms.
You use live mealworms?
It keeps the hedgehogs active.
I'll keep them active.
And I'll show you the wrong side of an airlock.
All right, now.
You and you stay on opposite sides of the arbor. And I'm moving over here. We're only waiting for Amal.
I believe she's in the mining tunnels this morning. We can just...
I'm here, whatever you're plotting about. I did not get an invitation, but when I couldn't find anyone in the lab, I checked Chris's calendar.
You put it in your calendar?
Nothing in your message said this is a secret meeting.
You didn't think that...
Do we need code names? I choose Micropachycephalosaurus hongtiunesis.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll go with Titanosauria, the first fossil I found back in my Red Sea days.
Could we have one discussion that stays on topic? Now, in a few hours, we have our first base meeting. Presumably, the agenda will include staff organization and what goals we are to pursue in the wake of the consortium. I wanted to ensure we act as a collective when this occurs.
I'm always down to act as a collective. Enough corporate bullshit. I suggest we disband security, move to an ethical socialist model, and see where that takes us.
I don't think that's a realistic starting point.
We did bring up the freehold model, which I understand isn't too far off from that.
Can I vote for an anarcho-syndicalist commune?
You absolutely cannot.
Help, help!
I'm being repressed.
This is serious, people. We all have extensive practical and theoretical work to protect. The Moonbase program was established in the name of scientific discovery.
I'm not sure that's entirely true.
Of course it is. Why else would they put us on the moon? Certainly there's mining and other supporting endeavors, but the science is why we are here.
Technically, science is why we're anywhere.
I'm just not sure the other departments would see things that way.
Isn't it your job to keep them out of our business?
Pretty much full-time, thanks to some people.
Anyway, I'm in. My vote always goes to science.
I don't see how science is antithetical to social responsibility.
As long as the science comes first.
I'm sure we can find a balance. But what are you saying, that we should wrest control for ourselves?
Just to check, who are we wresting control from? The consortium? As I understand it, they walked away.
My concern is with other factions within the crew.
Who? Wilder? The computer?
Who prefers to be called Tumnus.
Do what you want, but I don't see any real opposition. No one's ever trusted Wilder. You know it's true. We've all read the papers on neurological control via cybernetics.
Wasn't that shown to be...
I'm certain that's been disproved.
So she's not trustworthy. As for Tumnus, no matter how complex a program, it was designed by one of us. There's the medic, whatever his ear name was. The nutritionist we woke so we could eat something besides raw proteins. Which of them is fit to challenge our leadership?
Might anyone be interested in a dinosaurs and chocolate ticket? Because if I can find where Ashwini kept your stash, I might throw my hat into the ring.
What about Roger? He's the reason we're back to begin with.
Now, mind you, I'd need a hat.
He could whip up some public support.
I'm thinking of a nice outback. Ooh, maybe even a Panama.
He doesn't want to be here to begin with. He still sits in his cubicle recording messages to his husband that can't be sent. I agree with Jules, and it goes back to my original point. If we all stand together, there's no reason we can't keep this base moving forward in the name of science. Are we all together?
Well put, Edwin.
I mean, if I can't convince you all to vote Raptor...
I'm still doubtful. Not about the Raptor thing. That I liked. But the plan in general. Chris?
I do still have some concerns as well.
Pfft, typical administrator.
Will you let me finish? I have some concerns, but of course I'm not voting against science.
All right then. We should probably get back before we're missed. Chris, if we get in there and the meeting itself is too chaotic, perhaps you could take control in the name of administration and give us an extra step up.
Before they're missed. Thank you, Dr. Just, for trusting that reliable source.
We're making oats, making oats, making soy oats.
It's too many bubbles, Jackson. That is not a simmer. Turn it down. There's work to be done.
We're making oats, making oats, making soy oats.
Every bowl in the kitchen is filthy. Every bowl, every spoon, every mug, and none of them placed in the washer. Ugh. I'll have to make a bigger sign. It'll take so many cleaning cycles. Work to be done.
Making soy oats.
Shoot! Shoot!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sneak up on you. I'm moving slower than usual. Makes it hard to know just when to say hi.
Hi.
Making soy oats.
Oh my gosh, you're making something that's not raw proteins. Are you Jesus?
Jackson, nutritionist, agricultural and environmental department.
I know. I was just... I mean, I remember seeing you around before. Also, not a lot of folks out of stasis yet. That does smell good.
Cassia cinnamon. It's very fragrant. The food was all right here. It was all... right here? I made the soy milk, but the oats were on the shelf. You're too close.
I'm sorry. Again, I can go if I'm making you uncomfortable.
No, you're too close. If you sit down, it'll be...
I'm making oats. Making soy oats. I'm making soy oats.
Of course. I'll be over here. I was getting tired of all my sustenance coming through a tube, and I got the okay to start walking a bit today, so this was my first destination.
I'm sorry. Just quiet. Just a minute. I didn't expect anyone this early. I've got this ready. Would you like a bowl?
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean to take your food away.
That's why I'm here. I've got some sweetener if you want it.
I can't stand that artificial crap. Which is not what this is. I take back the Jesus thing. Are you a wizard?
It's brown rice syrup. I made it. It's better than artificial sweeteners. Pretty much like any other sugar. Glucose instead of fructose, but it breaks down the same, and it looks like we don't have any other sugars left. We grew brown rice in the farming unit. Hydroponics. Aquaponics would be better, but no fish on the moon. We might still be growing brown rice. I just haven't been to the farm to check.
Yeah, I get that. I haven't been down there yet either.
It was her place. She wasn't in charge, but it was her place.
You must have worked with her a lot.
As much as I could. She was easy to understand.
Heart right there on her elbow. That's Arnessa.
We had a lot in common. Tumnus, the AI, AC, told me after I woke up. Nobody else said much. They thawed me out and pointed to the kitchen. There's work to be done.
Sounds just like them. Sorry. This is just really, really good.
It's the simplest thing.
I took care of the plants for a while. After. They're probably not in the best of shape by this point. One of my thumbs is kind of special, but neither one is green. If you want some company, when you're ready...
I'll have to go soon. There's work to be done.
Okay. That was amazing. I'm never eating ensoyment again.
You shouldn't.
Right? I'll let you get back to what you were doing, but let me know if you need company. And I guess I'll see you at the big meeting.
I saw the message. Is that mandatory?
I don't suppose anything is at this point, but it's where folks are talking about what comes next.
I don't like crowds, and the laboratory is... There's a lot of noise.
I hear ya. I just don't trust those science bros to make the decisions on how my base will work moving forward. Who knows what kind of plan they'd come up with?
They don't need a plan.
I hear ya. Do I put this in the washer? It looked like you were starting to load.
Just the counter. Not too close.
Sorry. It's a small kitchen. I'll just... It was nice talking with you. You are one hell of a cook. I'm glad they woke you up instead of...
They don't need to come up with a plan.
Somebody's got to, I guess.
There's work to be done.
You've got that right.
Work to be done. Work to be done. Work to be done. Work to be done. They don't need a plan because there's already a plan. Nessa's plan. The plan.
I'm sorry. What?
She didn't leave instructions? Gods, of course she didn't leave instructions. She couldn't know.
I need you to... I'll stay over here. But please, explain what that means.
These should all go in the washer. Nessa was working on a sustainable plan for Theta and all the other moon bases.
Can't those wait? I'm kinda mind blown over here. She never said a word.
I only know my part, really. We were working on improved, less reliance on supplements to boost calcium, reduce sodium. There are a few superfoods that are actually, super. I need her notes to really show you.
I think we can get to her notes. And it wasn't just foodstuffs? It was...
food, water, recycling, oxygen, muscle atrophy, bone mass, radiation. I thought she would have... She was going to tell people. There's work.
Tumnus, are you hearing this?
I was not actively listening. One moment, and I'll review. Hello, Jackson.
Tumnus?
All caught up.
Did you know about any of this? Is there anything in her folders?
I would not have looked. There was no reason. It will take time to do a full search and then analyze.
When's that meeting start?
Too soon.
Shit. This could be big, though. Jackson? Jackson.
I'll do it.
What?
You're gonna ask me to go to the meeting. You need me at the meeting to... I hate it, but I'll go. I'll do the work. For her.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'll try to run interference. I gotta go check in with Doc Pacey. Z is gonna put a leash on me if I don't. I'll meet you over there?
Just one thing.
What's that?
You should never eat that ensoyment. Not again. It's not right.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Thus, as scientific discovery is the very foundation of the Moonbase program, it should remain the primary focus moving forward. I'm sure you have questions, but if we accept that hypothesis, I believe you'll find that...
Wait. You want to stay here? Aren't we going back to Earth?
Hear, hear.
That's a complicated question, and it is being discussed.
What's to discuss?
To start with, the lack of a rocket on the landing pad topside.
So why can't we work on that?
I retract my here.
Work on getting a rocket.
I mean, I know we can't build one, but contact the consortium. Make some kind of deal. What other plan is there?
Hey, unfortunately, as the one who spent the most time talking to the consortium, and as the guy who found out what happened on the other side, we're right where they want us to be. I want going home to be our number one goal more than anyone, but...
Thank you, Roger.
I wasn't agreeing with you.
There are concerns regarding the other moon bases. That's a valid point to bring in.
If we could just put that off for a minute, Edwin. You folks started this discussion talking about a power structure. I think that's too important to let go. When there's a vacuum at the top, as we are not waking Administrator Howell, and I'm making it clear, I'm on board with that.
I mean, talk about a vacuum at the top. What?
And you seem to be implying some sort of technocracy where you're benevolently accepting the reins of power.
You make it sound as if we're...
I'd say benevolent is negotiable. I'm more of a Rex Imperator girl myself.
Whoa, that is not at all my form of government.
Everyone, please, I assure you, in volunteering to offer guidance on where to best concentrate our collective efforts, we're not instituting any sort of oppressive power structure.
What are you proposing as an alternative?
Yeah, what she said!
Dr. Simon and myself have actually been looking into the Freehold model back on Earth.
Hold on. If we're actually arguing this, the Freeholds aren't a viable model. Collectivism without the acknowledgement of individual excellence ends in stagnation.
We aren't arguing this. That wasn't on the agenda to begin with. We merely meant to you in the back, humming songs from Les Mis. Yeah, I hear you. And stop it.
So, let's hear some debate on that. we deserve to know what your plans are. Even if we agree with your theory that the purpose of the moon base is scientific discovery and the rest of us exist only to provide support for your untiring efforts to make our lives better.
All right, we all hear the sarcasm.
No, really, why can't we agree with that theory?
Regardless, we deserve a fully open and visible process.
If I could have the floor for a minute, I understand you've all got opinions on who should be in charge now that we've grown, but we're focused on things that might not be. It's like this. There's this meme from back in the day called The Distracted Boyfriend. It's of this fella holding one hand, but looking away at someone else like, hey, who is that over there? And that's you right now. You're all looking at who's gonna take charge while you're hand in hand with something a lot more important.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
We do have an extensive agenda, I'm afraid.
Okay, my point is, you're walking side by side with some basic human needs. Food and water and being able to breathe night and day.
Three of my favorite things.
And how long we can keep the power on when parts start wearing down and we can't message Earth to ask for replacements.
Are we sure we can't do that? I mean, consortium, no. But is there someone we could message?
If you've got 2 tin cans and an awful lot of string...
That's a point. Has anyone else inspected the communication system?
For the love of... What do you think I was doing while you all took a nap?
All right, all right. First, I know you didn't mean to insult Roger. And second, of course I double-checked after things went down.
Hey!
But my point, it ain't gonna matter who's holding the reins if the horse drops dead. That's got to be the priority.
Of course, sustainability is part of our long-term plan.
Well, it better be, or you ain't got a long-term plan.
That's why we've been judicious about the number of revivals to date.
Also, because you have to ask Tumnus's help every time.
Yes, yes, that's what it's there for.
Wilder, granted, you have a point. Though I still believe a workable power structure...
Or deliberately organized lack thereof...
...is necessary to pursue a solution. But... Do you have some alternate proposal?
Could we not prolong this?
I think I do. Though, it ain't purely mine. Jackson?
Could you please... It's too loud. Work to be done. I worked with Nessa... Nessa Tron, agriculturalist, Moonbase Theta...
We all knew Nessa.
She was developing a plan for self-sustainable systems throughout Moonbase Theta. These self-sustainable systems included improvements to water and waste recycling, expanding the farm footprint, the size of the farm to... the range of food that we can grow... replacing supplements and staples from Earth, and boosting oxygen.
How come they get to sing?
I'm sorry. These self-sustaining systems included improvements to water and.
You said that part.
Let them talk.
Her plan included ways to counteract the physical effects of Moonbase Theta, dietary and the loss of muscle mass and radiation.
Who was her medical consultant on this?
Did she have advisory input from our department? I'm sure Nessa only had a master's degree.
I don't have all of her notes. I don't have all of her notes yet. Tumnus is searching in her files, and,
we're just now putting the pieces together. You understand?
Perhaps we should wait until someone can consult with, Tumnus.
I am right here.
I was part of the plan. Both directly as base nutritionist, and Nessa told me things. I don't have all of her notes, but I was part of the plan, and there's work to be done. there's work to be done.
If you can't tell us what work, how do we...
Work to be done, work to be done. Work to be done, work to be done.
Chris? Edwin?
Let's just move forward for now, and when those results are available... Dr. Ringling?
Yes, on the agenda.
We'll compile the notes.
Moving on.
You shitlords!
Dr. Ringling?
Yes, right. One moment. Scientific discovery. If you accept that hypothesis, I believe you'll find...
Every bowl, every spoon, every mug. Every bowl, every spoon, every mug. Every bowl, every spoon. I had to go. I'm sorry, I was melting down. I didn't want to show that.
Oh my gods. No. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pushed you. It's just, you know, serious stuff.
I know.
Can I help you put those away? Sorry. Again. I'll learn to back off a little. Promise.
Good.
We gave it a shot. Should have known that's how it would go. Those pompous assholes.
I liked shitlords. I've added that to my vocabulary. Shitlords. They could have been more understanding.
I'm sure one of them does understand. Maybe more. I've heard them debate.
Hey, is everything okay?
You were no goddamn help.
I didn't know you had some biggest secret plan. I mean, Tumnus, you could have told me.
You said I don't want to hear about this meeting.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything you could have done. I don't think there's anything I could have done.
For being the big thinkers, they don't seem very interested in the biggest brain we've got.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, I am. I know what they think of me, but the way they keep brushing you off, and then how they treated Jackson, I was ready to kick every ass in that room.
Hey, does anyone want a snack?
I don't think I have the stomach for raw proteins after that.
Trust me. Say yes.
Okay. Is that... Gods, they're making real food?
I know!
The ingredients were right here. Correctly labeled. I even left recipe sheets.
What comes next?
8 to 12 minutes at 175.
No, with the plan thing.
I don't know. I guess we... I'm just so damn mad about the whole thing. I just wish I knew what to do next.
Yeah.
You don't know where... She wanted to start?
She had started. I don't know where she left off.
This might be a good time for... I think I found something. This is dated before the shutdown sequence began.
Back now. Sorry. I'm fighting a small aphid infestation. I was about to say minor, but up here it's definitely not a minor thing. All the official supplies sent to us are sterilized. I'm guessing it came from Harold's side project, which is, of course, as unofficial as you can get. But not unwelcome. Resuming notes for MEEP. That's the Moonbase Environmental Emancipation Project. That's what I'm calling it, and by the time anyone else hears these notes, it'll be established. MEEP. Just my little squeak into the void. But... hopefully, one day, much more than that. The concept came from the old school biosphere programs that started way back in the 20th century. Adapted, of course, to a truly contained and hostile environment. And I'm not just talking about the consortium's rules against modifying the base's ecology. The biospheres were ambitious projects in self-sustainability and cooperation. And the longer I live here, sharing this enclosed space with so many other lovely humans, the more I dream of something that's self-sufficient, that cooperative, and yes, that ambitious that we could build together. Bit by bit, I'm sorting out parts of the plan. It's so much work in so many disciplines. Engineering, agriculture, physical health, mental well-being, cooking. Jackson's been so much help. Cleaning, managing the wear and tear on machinery. And that reminds me, I really need to find a time to talk this all over with Wilder before... Well, before. Add that to my list.
Oh, hell.
I'm sorry.
She'll probably have ideas about her power supply as well. A lot of the independent systems will run down eventually. At least we make our own rocket fuel. Even Dr. Just's little tardigrade friends could play their part. They're good bioindicators of any change in their surroundings. And we could use a pioneer species as we create a new and adaptive environment. I'm not quite ready to share my notes with the scientists, but I'll talk to him when that time comes. Oh, I should send a message down to a certain partner on Earth to integrate their results. We'll need all that data before we ever try to make a real go of it. If we ever have the chance. The irony is that I'm recording this right after they've told us that the bases is shutting down. All my work. All the pieces I've been puzzling together on my own. It's probably nothing but a dream at this point. I can't let it go. This hope for a future, this hope for some hope, that we won't lose everything we built here and what it could become. I guess that sounds, well, folks would say, typical Nessa. Nessa with the stars in her eyes. But I'll keep adding to this as long as I can. This will be my little time capsule for whatever happens on Moonbase Theta next. I'll try not to bury it too deep, just in case. None of that now. The only just in case is if I'm a bit forgetful when they wake us all up again. We'll find a way to get things started. I know we will.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are other notes. I'm still compiling a summary. She was special.
Nessa always had a plan.
So, there's work to be done.
Yeah.
Even Eliza knows it. We have to find a way to get things started on our own. Tumnus, you're on board?
I'm absolutely on board.
Roger.
All right. Look, I love Nessa more than... But I have to get home, you know? I mean, Alex, the dogs, my life. I have to get home. Until that seems remotely possible, I want to eat and breathe as much as the next guy, so... If we're going to take Nessa's plan and go full-on Freehold Theta, where else could I be but in?
Freehold Theta. I like that.
Cookies are ready.
Welcome to the dark side.
I could make another joke about cookies, but I think only Wilder would get it.
Meep. What an absolute dork. Jackson, do you remember her jokes? She was the queen of the mom jokes.
Sure. Queen of them.
Here's to the queen. Hand me that can of pop there.
Welcome back to Moonbase Theta Out. Featuring Jen Ponton, Lehman Kessler, David S. Deer, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Shireen Lonnie Yunus, Hazel Stopp, Tina Daniels, Namia Wynn, Teddy Hannah Drollard, Cole Burkhart, and Elisa Park. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis. and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. Our audio shout-out this week goes to Michael Hudson, who wants you to check out his Audio Drama Hub group on Facebook, a supportive environment for creators and fans alike. Find them at facebook.com/groups/audiodramahub. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. We've got another listening recommendation. This one is for Wizard Seeking Wizard, an absolutely one-of-a-kind piece of audio fiction about wizards seeking relationships. In your podcast apps or at wiz4wiz, that's the number 4, .card.co. We're back in 2 weeks with Warm Moonbase and another look behind the closed doors of the Consortium. All the best to you as you settle into this new year. Hope you're staying well and safe.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air. I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.